My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score. Loved the baseball yesterday.
Loved it.
Great baseball. Great day of baseball.
Great day. Great Wednesday. Good morning, Mully. Happy Thursday. What a day it was. I'm sure you found all the drama. All you had to say is say into your remote, Alexa, find me some drama.
Wow. I mean, the end of that Philadelphia season was pretty spectacular to see two guys on and Kyle Schwarber at bat. That was,
and did not come through this time.
No, but it was a moment.
Mr. October did not come through. It was a moment. Frankie Lindor stole that show, and the Mets move on. You know, we heard the call during the pregame show from Adam Amin, and he did a terrific job. He is so good. Biggest swing of the season for New York. And, you know, I suppose it was. Yeah. But it's a good debate because didn't Pete Alonso just have the biggest swing of the season for New York against the Brewers?
I think a granny in an elimination game.
Oh, I'm not arguing. And yeah. I think it's fun to look at how big those swings have been. And how much those stars have shined, because that's what the Mets have. That's why they're still going, because their stars are playing like it, and they have come through in the clutch in a big way. Yesterday was just the latest example. What a day for Major League Baseball!
It was a great day for baseball. It was a great day for sports because there weren't other sports on. It was baseball or bust, and it was. You know, the Tigers, my God, that's unbelievable. The Mets, unbelievable. I got to tell you, I loved what I was seeing.
It's just fun. Because both of those examples are unlikely participants. They didn't know if either team was going to be in the playoffs until the 11th hour.
Yep.
Both made September runs, both still alive. The Tigers, more remarkable than the Mets. Both teams surprising, but I think you're right about the Tigers. An anonymous group of guys who have just refused to go away, and now here they are. The Guardians stopped hitting, or is it the Tigers keep pitching? Can't figure out which is worse, or which is more dominant, or the reason why that series is what it is. The Guardians haven't scored a run, I think, in three games ago, right?
Right.
Shut out twice in a row. And then meanwhile, the Royals are giving the Yankees all they can handle. They need Giancarlo Stanton to come through with a home run. He's a guy that is clutch in October as well. It's just, you could pick any game, pick it apart. And yes, the Dodgers blew out the Padres, but that was even a little bit of a surprise because they went bullpen. And you can second guess now all you want the Padres for coming back with Dylan Cease on short rest.
Yes.
Because he didn't have it.
Yeah.
Didn't have it.
No, he didn't have it. And it was... It was unfortunate that their bullpen game worked out so well. I guess they're used to using all these pitchers all year long.
Dodgers?
So, yeah.
They use eight pitchers.
So a bullpen game is nothing to them. These guys are playing all the time anyway. What the heck?
Saw Michael Kopech pretty early.
Yeah.
Kopech comes through, throws an inning. The Padres with Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease didn't last through the second.
One and two-thirds,
yeah. Gave up three earned runs, and they knew immediately he didn't have it, so he came out. Now the season comes down to Yu Darvish on Friday night in L.A. Dodgers back at home. Dodgers Stadium, that's going to be a tough place to pull one off, although the Padres are capable. You wonder where that one's headed because I think the winner you don't want to say anything. You can't make any predictions this postseason. That's the fun part of it. You could say the winner of that series looks like the best team in the National League and would be the favorite in the NLCS, and they would be. But the Mets, would you bet against the Mets right now?
No, I would not. No. The Mets are unbelievable. What the Mets, you know, I forget who it was. It might have been Nemo. Brandon Nemo in the postgame said, the last 10 days have been unbelievable. Our last 10 days. And you think about it, getting the split in Atlanta,
yes,
to ensure they go to the playoffs. Going into Milwaukee and getting rid of Milwaukee, then playing Philadelphia, maybe their greatest rival, the winner of their division, and that is ridiculous to have gotten through those three teams.
They weren't even guaranteed a spot in the playoffs.
No,
they went into that doubleheader on the last day of the season. It was postponed. Mother Nature sent them to Monday after the regular season ended, and they were not guaranteed a thing. Their pitching staff stretched to its limits, and you got guys like Jose Quintana coming through yesterday, five scoreless innings. What a showing for him after Sean Manaea did his thing the game before. I guess against the Phillies, the way you beat them is with the good left-handed pitching, but they did it, and here they are, the second highest payroll in baseball. So there is an element of you get what you pay for, but it still seems somewhat remarkable just because of what they have endured the last 10 days. Nimmo is right. This is a remarkable story.
Yeah, it's just an incredible turn of events. And, we can talk about their payroll and everything else, and Frankie Lindor is paid to do what he did, hit a grand slam in a playoff game. I mean, it was just sensational. Really, congratulations. And I still think Detroit's the funnest story there is, period. And I don't know how anybody doesn't find that one just remarkable. You just kind of stand there and like, wow, what did they just do?
Well, everybody's going to be Googling the Tigers lineup if they keep advancing, because nobody can really identify who are these guys. And these names don't sound familiar. They don't really have a high-priced free agent among them. The highest paid player, the guy who makes more than the rest of these guys combined, Javi Baez, was
nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. Yeah. He hasn't played since August. He's out with a hip injury. And they have stepped up, and they have pitched well. You know, they have now an opportunity, because at some point in time, Scooble's going to take the mound again. And they're in the driver's seat in that series. And you think the Yankees would probably prevail there, although you don't want to count the Royals out. Yankees and Tigers, that will be a matchup. You talk about David and Goliath in terms of spending. The Yankees will be probably the third highest payroll against the Tigers, who have a collective payroll of playoff participants of $18.8 million.
The Phillies, I got to tell you, that just like the looks on the faces of those players, and you know all those players, and to see, and even, you know, it was always World Series or bust. That was it. There was nothing else but the World Series that mattered to this team, and that was all they were after. And to watch it slip away like that, oh my goodness,
well,
was that rough.
The team was constructed to go deep October.
That's right.
Not to be eliminated by the Mets in the NLDS.
Incredible.
And Dave Dombrowski's put together a team capable of winning it all. And that was a realistic goal in Philadelphia. The Mets don't care about your realistic goals. This is a team that you talk all the time. Every year we have the discussion, what is the value of momentum heading into the postseason? I think you're seeing with the Mets and the Tigers, it can matter. I don't know if it does every time. Maybe it's case by case. But Molly, they're riding a wave of momentum here. They are confident. They are playing smart baseball. They're coming through in the clutch, if you believe in clutch hitting.
Yeah.
How else do you explain Frankie Lindor and Pete Alonso coming through with two of the biggest home runs that they'll ever hit?
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's incredible.
Within a week of each other.
Yeah, it is. It really is just fun stuff. And I mean, it's just shocking to me that Philly is eliminated. It just, the finality of that, it just blows my mind. It was so much fun to watch.
What do you think happens Friday night in L.A.?
I think L.A. takes
it. You think Dodgers back on top?
Yeah, I do.
Probably so.
What do you think?
I thought last night was the opportunity the Padres squandered.
Yeah, they never even had a look. Never got a call.
Never got going.
Yep.
Never got the Dodgers bullpen. I think you're kind of right in that the Dodgers are used to these bullpen games.
Yeah.
And so many teams do these now.
Yeah.
That it's somewhat routine. It sounds, you know, when you see TBA versus Dylan Cease on the probable pitchers.
Yes.
You start to think, well, that's a clear advantage for the Padres. But starting pitching, I guess, overrated now.
Well,
in the postseason.
I mean, short start, 3-day break. They had some statistic that teams are like 60-something and 96 when they try that.
Why were they so eager and anxious to get Cease back on the mound?
I think what you said. I think they feel like can they take advantage of this and jump on the Dodgers and, you know, capture lightning in a bottle and steal the series. I think that's what they were thinking.
Now they've got a tired bullpen. They'll have a day's rest, a travel day today, get to L.A. tomorrow, and it's up to Yu Darvish to come through. And he could, but then you turn it over to the bullpen. It'll be a good matchup. I think the Dodgers probably have an advantage in that environment, given what's at stake.
Yep.
And it'll be could be Dodgers-Mets in the NLCS. Are we staring at a Subway series? Are we
I hope not.
Are we staring at Yankees-Mets?
I mean, as much as I've enjoyed watching this unlikely story unfold, if it's a Subway series, nobody's happy.
It would knock Aaron Rodgers off the back pages, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.